Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. During the buildup to the war on Iraq after 9/11, constituents tried to get a meeting with Maine's congressional delegation to express their concerns. And when their requests were ignored, they started showing up at their offices and refusing to leave until they had spoken to their representatives. I was covering a sit-in at then-Senator Olympia Snowe's office in Bangor when I noticed that one of the protesters was sketching out a portrait on a piece of paper that he taped to the wall. Now, more than 20 years and almost 300 portraits and even a couple of books later, Rob Shetterly is still at it. And in a few weeks, all of the portraits will be shown together for the first time. Here's Rob with the details.
Hi, Amy. I'm Rob Shetterly. I live in Brooksville, Maine. I'm the founder of the Project Americans Who Tell the Truth, a portrait series, which now numbers close to 280 portraits. And on November 15th at the Bates Mill in Lewiston, Maine, the entire show is going to open. This is a few years ago when there were 238 portraits that were shown at Syracuse University. But this will be the first time in Maine and the first time, or the only time, that they've been at this now so many portraits that they will be shown in one place. And so the opening is from 5 to 7 at the Bates Mill, the atrium of the Bates Mill. It'll be on two floors in the mill. Many of them actually suspended from the ceiling and others on the walls. It's going to be, I think, just a gorgeous exhibit. And we will have there, besides myself, a number of portrait subjects speaking about the exhibit and what it represents. Sherry Mitchell, I think, will be there. Doug Rawlins, who I just recently painted, the founder of Veterans for Peace, he will be there to speak, and some others. And we're going to do then around it a series of other kinds of events too. We're going to have a teacher workshop on November 20th from 3:30 to 5 in the afternoon. That's something you have to register to be part of. But if you go to the Americans Who Tell the Truth website and look for events, you can find all the promotional information about this big show and also when to show up and where to show up and how to register to be part of the teacher's workshop if you want to do that. You know, I've been doing this for painting these portraits since 2002. And I will have never seen them all together until this moment. And it's a surprising thing because I paint them one at a time, you know, going into the subjects and the people and the quotes and all the things that I want to do. It's really an installation that needs to be seen all at one time to get the sense of the comprehensiveness of the look at American history and then the people who have insisted that the country live up to its own ideals, which is, as we know, still a struggle. It goes from Frederick Douglass to Edward Snowden. You know, it goes from Mother Jones and Emma Goldman to Julia Butterfly Hill, one of my most recent portraits. And most people would have remembered at the time in 1997 when she sat on in the top of a redwood tree in Humboldt County, California, for over 2 years to save the forest, and succeeded. So quite a lot of history here.
Thanks, Rob. Is Lewiston chosen for any particular reason? It's sort of a melting pot in Maine history.
Yes, we chose Lewiston because, one, we needed a big space. And those mills are huge spaces which are being redone by Tom Platz. And we were invited to show there. But it also, because of the history, the demographic of Lewiston and the demographic of the portraits match up really well. We think that we'll be able to get a nice cross-section of Maine people to come and see it. I look forward to seeing everybody there.
That was Rob Shetterly. The website is AmericansWhoTellTheTruth.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.